you know, at one point I really could feel it moving down, and I was like, just hit me over the head with a cast iron skillet, you know, and I just wouldn't let them move. It was just like a really bad acid trip, like where you were just hanging on to the whole earth. And if you move, you're stuck. And if you move, something might explode. So I would get everyone in one place and we would together, or, you know, some low pitch, which of course would get out of control sometimes with higher pitch noises. But I wanted them all doing that with me and all giving me their attention and energy. And if someone got up to make tea, or where are you going? No, you can't, you know. And I remember looking around at them thinking, they've all done this before. They know. They're looking at me like this is normal. They're drinking tea and this is really messed up. And I got paranoid. That was part of my bad trip. Like, this is like some kind of sadism club or something. Like, how can they think this is normal? No one would ever on the whole planet want to do this, you know? So anyhow, it was quite a relief for him to come out. You know, birth was never as intense as that was, you know? But I did have a lot of fear to work through. Well, and I would cry looking at Jude for like the first 6 or 8 months, like, oh, it's just so sad. You'll be an only child, you know? You'll just never have a sibling because your mom could never, ever do that again. But eventually I did get baby fever enough and get pregnant and just did a lot of positive affirmation and just a lot of things to normalize birth and birthing from within. I felt like that book was really pivotal. You know, I'm a tiger. I can do this. I can be loud. It's fine. And that's how it was with my second birth. It was really positive.